Today is National Hispanic Heritage Month, and our next guest has been involved in a long-term effort to highlight Hispanic writing and culture here in Wisconsin. As an editor of a series of books called I Didn't Know There Were Latinos in Wisconsin, he's collected essays, poems, stories, and more from writers around the state.
Oscar Morales joins us now. He's a poet and the director of the Omega Institute in Madison. He's speaking tomorrow night at 7 at the Verona Public Library. Oscar, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, you published the first book in this series, I think, about 25 years ago, and the new installment is subtitled Three Decades of Hispanic Writing in Wisconsin. What's changed over the last 25 or 30 years for the Latino community here in Wisconsin?
Well, a couple things have changed. In the last decade, it's been reported that there's over 300,000 Latinos, which makes us the number one minority group in the state of Wisconsin. And here in Madison, we're 20% of the student population, making us the largest Latino population in the history here in Madison.
Is it still possible, as it might have been 30 years ago, for someone now not to know that there are Latinos here in the state?
Well, I think it's. I think we're everywhere. I saw a recent study that said there's more Latino students in all the small districts throughout Wisconsin than there are in the major districts of Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha.
As we mentioned, it's National Hispanic Heritage Day, and when we think of an ethnic heritage, we often think of it as, you know, the past, the family traditions, ties to the old country for immigrant communities. In these books, though, you're focusing on new writing. Why was it important to approach Latino identity in the state as, I guess, a current, creative, evolving concept?
Well, each of the writers, whether they're poets or short stories, talks about they have a presence here in Wisconsin, but a part of that presence is based on that history of where they come from, whether it's from Mexico, where a lot of people come from, or from the different the countries from where my wife came from Colombia or Latin America. There is a sense of longing for home, but in another sense, this is our home, and we're trying to really create our presence here, and it's a very diverse experience for everyone.
Yeah, with that diversity of experience, however many generations a family has been here, from one to maybe 10, I don't know, all the different countries, different parts of the country people might be from, do you still see in the writing in the three volumes you've done common themes emerging?
Well, you see the common themes of family, of the use of the use or lack of use of the Spanish language, the sense of the bringing the culture and food and language of their home countries and the customs and traditions. So it's trying to preserve the past and create a new future.
Can you tell us in the new volume, tell us about some of the writings that that you're really excited about, that you were glad to put out into the world?
Well, probably my favorite one is my youngest son, Javier, wrote a series of haikus. He was living in Colombia, his mom's native land, and he wrote some pieces about becoming himself, a better version of himself, understanding himself. And we also have a writer, Luana Montero, who wrote a short piece about she went home to Brazil, and it took her a while to realize that she had, being in the United States for 20 years, had picked up a lot of mannerisms and a lot of customs of being here in the United States, and that made her less Brazilian. And once she accepted that, she really became a part of being Brazilian again.
Talking to Oscar Morales. He is the editor of a series of books titled I Didn't Know There Were Latinos in Wisconsin, collecting essays, poems, and other writings from authors from around the state. A lot of times, Oscar, I think in the news and popular culture, when we hear the words Latino and Hispanic, we might instantly think of immigrants, people who are new here. But as you point out in the books, that's not the whole picture.
Yeah, I've been here for six years, but a lot of the writers are second and third, and I think we even have somebody that's been a fourth generation, and we do have some that arrived here. But it's a breadth of experience, and each generation, we had one writer talk about her challenges with speaking Spanish. She felt that her mother forced her to speak Spanish, and while she did and she honored her parents, she sort of resented it. And then once she had children, and she was also married to a Native American, and as she started talking about language with her children, she realized that her children didn't learn Spanish, and she realized that, you know, her mother really knew better. And one says, as we all do with our parents, we think that's not the way to raise children, and we realize our parents know more than we realize.
And now the books aren't just about Latino identity. They're also about Midwestern culture in a way. Can you talk about that element? What is uniquely Midwestern or Wisconsin about the writings you've collected?
Well, I think some of the writings, there is a unique Wisconsin experience, and it's not only the weather, it's the climate, it's how people are treated here. And I think Wisconsin has become, I know it's become a home for my family, and there's a lot of great things that the city of Madison in Wisconsin offers. I know my children ski, and they go, they don't go ice fishing, but they water ski, and they do a lot of things that their grandparents had no idea they could possibly do. So Wisconsin offers a lot of experiences for my children that I wasn't exposed to, and that most definitely my parents weren't.
As we mentioned, there are memoirs and essays, works of fiction in the books, but there's also, as you mentioned, poetry. Your son wrote some haiku. You're a poet yourself. What do you think is unique about poetry that can help capture some of the stories you're telling in the series?
I think it captures emotion. It gives, I read my poetry to the, I'm a member of the Downtown Rotary here in Madison, which is one of the 10 largest clubs in the world, and when I read poetry to the group, they were impressed that I was able to align them with the four tenets of the Rotary. Is it fair? Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? And we became more connected. I share with them, I now feel like I was a member of the Rotary, because now they understand we have a common language. We have a common experience that we can now share with each other.
Well, talking about the idea about common experience, we have a lot of questions about gaps, divisions between ethnic groups, immigrant communities and others, black and white communities. From what people have written in your series, do you see those kind of gaps, or do you see bridges being built over time?
Well, I think more bridges being built. I have a poem that's called "Why Did You Name Me Javier Dad?" And I talk about how my kids have distinctly Latino names, Sergio Andres, Diego Jesus, Lorena Pilar, and how at a certain point, especially when they started school, they wished that they could change their names because they wanted to fit in. They wanted to not have a name that doesn't take up too much space. But as they got older, they embrace their name. They embrace that it was a special thing they could carry. It was a mirror to their own experiences. And I think when I share this poem, a lot of people talk about being named after their grandparents, and the name really carries who we are and is a big part of our identity. And at first, even though I'm talking about names, very Latino names, it comes full circle. Names really help us carry our history and our image forward.
Oscar, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That was Oscar Morales. He's the editor of I Didn't Know There Were Latinos in Wisconsin, 3 Decades of Hispanic Writing. He's the director of the Omega Institute in Madison. He's speaking tomorrow night at 7 at the Verona Public Library.